Well, you have made it. Today is Friday, the end of the week. Today is September the 28th, 2012. This is Daily Worship here at the Gathering Place Church in Pineville, Louisiana. My name is Kevin Williams, and as always, I am honored. I'm honored to be here with you. I'm honored to join the people of God as we lift our voices and our hearts to our Maker. And my prayer is that that would take place today as we are worshiping the Lord. And just as we begin today, I encourage you to, these songs that we sing and the words that are spoken, as we sing these songs, I would encourage you just to be undignified before the Lord. Just to offer yourselves to Him in your expressions today, whether you need to bow before Him or whatever you need to do, but just, I encourage you to do that today. Maybe that's something that you're not used to doing, but as we cry out to the Lord and sing to Him, let us worship Him with everything that we have, including our strength and our bodies. So I encourage you in that today. I want to read today from Ezekiel 37. And this chapter is speaking of and prophesying of the reunification of the two kingdoms of Israel and Judah. But also something else that it prophesies is the kingdom of Christ as it comes to the people of Israel and also to the people, to the Gentiles. But I want to read from verse 1 to verse 14 this morning. And this is regarding the Valley of Dry Bones. It's a prophecy given to Ezekiel, starting in verse 1. The hand of the Lord was upon me, and He brought me out in the Spirit of the Lord, and set me down in the middle of the valley, and it was full of bones. And He led me around among them, and behold, there were very many on the surface of the valley. And behold, they were very dry. And He said to me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Lord God, You know. Then He said to me, prophesy over these bones and say to them, O dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord God to these bones, behold, I will cause breath to enter you, and you shall live. I will lay sinews upon you, and will cause flesh to come upon you, and cover you with skin, and put breath in you, and you shall live, and you shall know that I am the Lord. So I prophesied as I was commanded. And as I prophesied, there was a sound, and behold, a rattling, and the bones came together, bone to its bone. And I looked, and behold, there were sinews upon them, and flesh had come upon them, and skin had covered them, but there was no breath in them. Then He said to me, prophesy to the breath, prophesy, son of man, and say to the breath, thus says the Lord God, come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe upon these slain that they may live. So I prophesied as He commanded, and the breath came into them, and they lived and stood on their feet, an exceedingly great army. Then He said to me, son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. Behold, they say, our bones are dried up and our hope is lost. We are indeed cut off. And therefore prophesy and say to them, thus says the Lord God, behold, I will open your graves and raise you from the graves, O my people. And I will bring you into the land of Israel. And you shall know that I am the Lord. When I open your graves and raise you from your graves, O my people. And I will put my spirit within you, and you shall live. And I will place you in your own land. Then you shall know that I am the Lord. I have spoken, and I will do it, declares the Lord. You know, today the Lord has spoken, and He has already done it. He has already put His Spirit within us. He has already given us life. In Romans 6, verse 4, it says that we were buried with Him by baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, that we too might walk in newness of life. You know, wherever you go as children of God, as those who are redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, for those whose spirit, for the Spirit of the Lord lives in them, life follows you everywhere. Life follows you everywhere. You were made to walk in newness of life. But at the same time, those who are still dead, those who do not know the Lord, death follows them wherever they go. So just know that as death follows those who do not believe, that the very essence of what Jesus has come to do for us is life, and life more abundant. And He desires that for every single person. He desires that for every person on this earth, that they would come to know Him, that they would come to know Him in an intimate way, that life would be theirs. I want to pray this morning, not just over us, but over those who we know, those who the Lord puts in our path, that the Lord would use us to give the same prophecy that He gave Ezekiel, that these dry bones would come to life, that these dry bones would have abundant life, that those around us and us, that we would rely upon the Spirit that has been put within us, and that every person will know that He is the Lord, that He has spoken these things long ago, and that He is doing that. He has already done these things in us, and He is waiting for those to respond to Him. Jesus, I pray this morning, Lord, I pray over these dry bones, Lord, those who we know, Lord, who do not know the Lord. I pray for the lost today. Lord, those who are closest to us, Lord, maybe those in our families, those who are our friends. Lord, thank You that, Lord, that life follows us, God. Lord, that You have given us life that we have only just begun to comprehend. Lord, I pray that this life would be theirs as well. Lord, that this, that in their hearts, Lord, that bones would come together, that skin, Lord, would be put on these bones. Lord, that breath would be breathed into these dead bones, into these dead bodies, that the breath from Your Spirit would come and breathe life unto those who are once dead. Lord, so our prayer and song today, Lord, is this. Lord, speak into the silence. Lord, breathe upon the lifeless. Lord, move in by Your Spirit. Move in by Your Spirit, Lord. Take us back to wonder.
Rushing wind, move within, speak to Thee.
your hand I will stand. our generation. We are your people, crying out in desperation. Lord, hear our cry, sing this. Lord, hear our cry. Come, heal our. Holy Spirit, mighty wind, oh Lord, breathe your life into us. Lord, breathe a fresh anointing unto your people. Lord, may it be for your purposes. Lord, for your glory to be spread on this earth. Lord, for your glory to be proclaimed on this earth. Lord, may our eyes ever be open, Lord, to see your wonder, your Lord, your wonder, your beauty, your majesty. O Oh Lord, we love you today. Oh Lord, we love you. Lord, we walk in newness of life today. That we are children of the King. That we are those bought and we are those redeemed. That we are the bride of Christ. That we are the bride of Christ. Oh Lord, have your way in our life today. We give our all to you. Have your way in your church, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.